JG 2.
Number 17A.
So we go on now to the Christianity order as we find it on page 54 in the study aid. And this, of course, we see has again another tonality and another form, because we naturally are at a different point of intersection on the model of being. As we've seen now, we're at the point of Christianity at Christian Science. So we know at that point of intersection that the category, that it, the hierarchy of the categories is it's Christianity, divine science, is that standpoint of love, that standpoint of self-fulfillment, that standpoint of the all in all, where we have that all-inclusiveness, where always Christianity is the outcome, Mrs. Eddy said, of the Christ idea in the universe, including what we call man. So we have the whole word vertical stating what God is, and the whole Christ vertical in its laws, bringing what God is to every single situation, overturning everything that isn't like God. So the outcome is Christianity vertical. The outcome is that then everything is like God as the all-inclusiveness of God. And on Christianity, divine science, that says the outcome is always as God, as the whole of God, as the realm of God, the realm of love, the all in all. And on Christianity, absolute Christian Science, and in that realm is being maintained by life itself and cared for by love. And now at the point of Christianity, Christian Science, we see that that whole realm of the universe, and including man, just what that realm's about. So the whole Christianity is about the outcome, where it's creator creating its creation. It's always the accent is on the creation, isn't it? Whether it's the universe of divine science or the universe of ideas, absolute Christian Science having its impact on the belief that anything else is going on but that universe of ideas, Christian Science. So it's always, remember, the tonality of this order will have its accent on that all-inclusive realm of idea. So we see then that the law of reflection and demonstration is asking, therefore, really, how big the idea is that it has been brought forth through the word in the Christ and has gone through the purification of the Christ order. It's saying now, well, what's the outcome? How big is that idea? What is the nature of that idea? And so this law is set up, therefore, to just talk about the nature of the idea itself, and in its relationship, of course, of being now principles idea. So it answers the question, how big is the idea? And it says, well, the idea is as big as principle itself, and therefore it is principles idea and has the whole nature of being principles idea. So that is why we start out there and can see that it is of the nature of principle. Now, it has the semicolon or after each synonymous term because it's asking how big is the idea. And it's saying the idea is as big as principle itself, full stop. The idea is as big as mind is itself, full stop. The idea is as big as soul itself, big stop. Full stop. The idea is as big as spirit itself, full stop. The idea is as big as life, truth, and love itself, full stop. That's why they felt Dorley and Kapler and those working with this order began to feel, that's why she put the semicolon there. She wanted to bring out something different, and that was to show that now the idea is considered as being principle hyphen idea, mind hyphen idea, soul hyphen idea, spirit hyphen idea, life hyphen idea, truth hyphen idea, love hyphen idea. So the law is brought out to bring out and therefore taking the standpoint always of the synonymous terms in the structure of reality and the structure of consciousness. One says, all right, then the reality of principle here is that the idea is principle idea. And therefore, it says, therefore, that's why all ideas have only one principle. Meaning all ideas are principle idea fixed in principle. They're as big as principle. They are principle in operation, principle in consciousness. So that is the outcome of the word in its declaration, the Christ, which has taken that principle and infinitely individualized itself and adapted itself to a specific situation. Yet still remaining that principle, naturally the outcome is that that idea is principle idea, principle and expression. And naturally, if it's principle dash idea, all ideas have one principle. Now that has its impact on the second degree, that fact. Has its impact on the second degree, and as we see, it will come to the human, and it has its impact on the first degree, which would be the third column. So what we'll do is I'd like to here take the columns vertically and just build up the nature of ideas, and then we'll see its impact on the human. An impact on the mortal. So we'll first build up the nature of idea in talking on how big it is through this vertical column of the nature of ideas, just gaining what it means that the idea is now a principled idea. So therefore that principle is always the whole. If that principle is principle's idea, then that principle is a holographic idea. That principle is always the whole, as we see now, infinitely individualized, it's still remaining the whole. That's what a hologram is. A hologram contains all of the principle, doesn't it, in quality. Its nature has all of the principle in its quality, certainly not in quantity. So at the point of mind, when we say how big is the idea, we see, well, the idea is as big as mind itself. That has been given birth as principle's idea through the word in the Christ. The outcome is, therefore, the idea that has been brought forth is mind's idea. It's as big as mind itself. Therefore, it is all is idea because it lives and moves and has its being in the realm of mind itself. And then at the point of soul, it says that as soul idea, as that one soul infinitely individualized and adapted to a specific situation, the idea is as big as soul itself. Therefore, it says that each idea and every idea is identified with a soul and with every other idea. And therefore, we see then that that is something which is quite big because that is a soul idea which is identified with the principle. Soul, that idea is identified with principle mind, of course. And therefore, it shows that it has an identical purpose with principle. And therefore, because that is a principled idea, which is a mind idea, which is a soul idea, which is identified with the principle. Therefore, when you touch an idea, you touch the infinite one. It's identified with principle. So one could do a flow here and say, well, if the idea is a soul idea, which is identified with the principle, then when you touch the idea, you must touch the principle itself. Therefore, when one touches the principle itself, we always touch mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. So we could always say, well, that the nature of idea identified with principle, therefore the nature of idea, it's identified with mind. Therefore, the power of an idea is the power of mind itself. And because it's identified with principle, it's identified with its nature, spirit. Therefore, the substance of an idea is a substance of spirit itself. And because it's identified with principle, it's identified with its nature, soul. Therefore, the identity of an idea is the identity of soul itself. And that idea, therefore, soul idea is identified with principle. Therefore, the demonstrating power of an idea is always a demonstrating power of principle itself. And therefore, the idea is identified with life. And therefore, the life of an idea is always the life of life itself. Or it's identified with truth. Therefore, the form of an idea is always the form of truth itself. And it's identified with principle. Therefore, it's identified with principle's nature as love. Therefore, the plan of an idea is always the plan of love itself. So you can see when one begins to understand the laws, at any point you can break out into a flow in order to understand what it means that an idea is a soul idea, which is identified with principle. If it's identified with principle, then it's identified with mind, it's identified with spirit, it's identified with soul, principle, life, truth, and love. It's big. And then one says, well, then how big is an idea? It's as big as spirit itself. In fact, it's spirit idea, meaning that each idea therefore reflects a principle. And via principle, it reflects every other idea. And we get spirit therefore being as more or less the focal point of the Christianity order here, where soul was much more the focal point of the Christ order and so forth. We can see that here at spirit, the point is the law of reflection and demonstration. So if we're spirit idea, we reflect the principle. And when we reflect the principle, we reflect every other ideas because all ideas have the same principle. So spirit is saying, therefore, how do we reflect that principle? We reflect that principle, and here we reflect that principle as being life idea, truth idea, love idea. We're reflecting the life, truth, and love principle. That's how the law is set up, is that that reflection is going on as reflecting life, as reflecting truth, as reflecting love. And so life, truth, and love begins to show, therefore, the universal reflection of that idea as spirit idea. Really bringing out what Max showed here was the fatherhood of the idea, the sonship of the idea, and the motherhood of idea. Where in the word, in the column of the word, we saw that life itself was the father, that truth itself was the son, and love itself was the mother. And in the Christ, we saw that the fatherhood of God, the sonship of God, and the motherhood of God when talking about life, truth, and love. But here in talking about life, truth, and love, it's the fatherhood of the idea, the sonship of the idea, the motherhood of the idea. And that we know we have seen then in detail that Max brings out nicely in his work, in his tapes, showing us that that's what they called the family law. That is something which they took together, I believe he said, when they're in Zurich once, and when they were going through what it meant at that point of that an idea reflected every other idea through the law of through life, truth, and love there, and saw that it was a fatherhood of the idea, the sonship of the idea, and the motherhood of the idea, first to ourselves, and then to others, and others to themselves, and others to us, in one universal reflection. That's the law of reflection and demonstration. When they took this law of reflection and demonstration of life, truth, and love, then while they were doing it, someone said, oh, that's like the family law. And that's how it got the name. So, therefore, we'll go over that family law, and always remember where it is. We're talking about that because we are spirit idea, we're identified with principle, therefore every other idea, and we're at the life, truth, and love point of the law concerning the nature of ideas, right here. So on the model of being, that law, as we know, appears at Christianity, at Christian Science, right here as life, truth, and love. That's spirit, which is idea, which is identified with principle, then every other idea through life, truth, and love. The law of universal reflection. So we take then this law of universal reflection of ideas, generally, and we see therefore what does it mean when an idea fatherhoods, first of all, we see here, and this we find in the study aid at page 55 in more detail, what does it mean that an idea therefore is the fatherhood of the idea to ourselves, to others, others to themselves, and others to us? Well, we see there that it says that it's the fatherhood of the ideas of life which provide, maintain, gives, supports, projects, feeds. So we see as the fatherhood of the idea, first of all, to ourselves. It's usually the false sense of Christianity that we father everyone else, every other idea. And at first, as we know, we always take into consideration consciousness, but later on we could take exercises that could see how ideas are blending in their relationship here of the synonymous terms into full reflection. We'll take it as consciousness, as individual consciousness, and how it identifies with other individual consciousnesses of God, other Christ consciousness. So at first we see from our standpoint as the individual Christ consciousness, as principal idea, we first see that we father ourselves with providing for ourselves all the fullness of life, that we always give to us what life is. So we give to ourselves the whole fullness of what life is, the abundance of life, the whole fullness of the ideas of life. Therefore, because life reflects every other synonymous terms, we give ourselves all the fullness of the ideas of mind, the fullness of the ideas of spirit, the fullness of the ideas of soul, the fullness of the ideas of principle, the fullness of the ideas of life, truth, and love. We don't rob ourselves of ideas and say, I lack this, I lack that, I have no education, therefore, I can't get the subject. That's robbing ourselves of the fullness of life and saying, I am ignorant. I can never give that. That's going out from an effect, isn't it? That's not being a Christian Scientist, which goes out from the intelligence of mind and says that the mind which is God is my mind. I have no other mind than the mind which is God. So if we feel that within ourselves, we go to this family law, and in prayer, we give to ourselves all that mind is, including its ideas. We give to ourselves all that spirit is, including its ideas. We give to ourselves all that soul, principle, life, truth, and love is, including its ideas. And we don't say, I lack this or I lack that. And we don't say to ourselves, I don't have time for this or I don't have time for that. We give us the fullness of all that God is at the point of life. Then we see we give to others the fullness of life. And I mentioned usually the false sense of Christianity is we first want to give to others and say, oh, now they have more intelligence than I do, and actually they're going to give this, get the subject, so I give them the fullness of life. See, that would be false Christianity, wouldn't it? But this law is set up that we first see it as true about ourselves. And then we see that we give to others the fullness of the ideas and see that they are the fullness of the ideas of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, and expression. We don't rob others of the fullness of ideas. We don't criticize others. And we know that the opposite of life is death, that it's just as deadly to criticize one as it is in other ways, because criticism robs the other one of their individuality. It robs them of their unique individuality, of which we have no right to do. So at this point, instead of being so critical of everything and everyone else, we say, therefore, I give to every other ideas the fullness of the ideas of mind, and the fullness of the ideas of spirit, and the fullness of the ideas of soul, and the fullness of the ideas of principle, and the fullness of the ideas of life, and the fullness of the ideas of truth, and the fullness of the ideas of love. We give them that sense of life, which is always fullness and abundance, and we just flood them with that in our prayers. And then we see in our prayers that every other idea is giving to itself the fullness of the ideas of the synonymous terms, and that we see that they don't rob themselves of all that God is by saying, being critical of themselves and over-criticizing themselves. We see that they are blessing themselves by giving them the fullness and abundance of all that life is. And then we see others not criticizing us or robbing us of what our identity is as having the fullness of the ideas and expression. But we see others identifying us and giving to us and all others the fullness of the ideas of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. So we end up with this wonderful reflection, really, of giving to the universe all that life is. And the same is with sonship of an idea. We are the sonship of the idea first to ourselves. We not only give to ourselves all that the ideas of God stand for, but it's even go on and we affirm and claim and confirm and take possession. We actually, as a son, take possession of those ideas. We consider that we are the heir to those ideas. We inherit those ideas. Therefore, first of all, we claim for ourselves that we are that individual Christ consciousness which is full of those ideas in operation. And then we claim for the others that they are that individual Christ consciousness, the tone of truth, you see, in expression. And we see others claiming for themselves that they are that individual Christ consciousness which is full of the glory of those divine ideas. And we see that they actually claim and confirm for us that we are that individual Christ consciousness full of the consciousness of ideas, as are all others full of the consciousness of ideas. And therefore, we see that wonderful reflection going on in affirming and taking possession of the ideas in pure reflection, in sonshipping of the ideas. Then we can take the motherhood of ideas, where we see, well, then we not only give to ourselves and others to themselves and us, the fullness of all the ideas of God, and we not only confirm and take possession of the fullness of those ideas as the Christ consciousness in us, in all others in themselves to us, But we also go on and embrace that through the motherhood qualities then of accepting that in consciousness, preserving it, protecting it, cherishing it. So we say, well, therefore I preserve and cherish for myself, therefore that whole universality of the realm of ideas. And I preserve and cherish and protect for all others that whole universal realm of ideas. And I see all others preserving and cherishing for themselves that whole universal realm of ideas. And I see them cherishing and protecting and preserving for me and all others the universal realm of ideas. And I accept that for them and I protect it and I cherish that universal reflection of ideas that is going on, and I accept it and welcome it as normal and natural, as the only activity going on in the universe is this wonderful realm where love never loses sight of loveliness in this realm of universe. First we see, therefore, on the level of divine science, then we see that that realm of love never losing sight of loveliness is always being maintained by life and cared for by love. How? As a universal reflection of ideas, you see, held in the gospel of love. And that's normal and natural. That's how we in consciousness, we accept that as a normal, natural state of being. So we say, that's wonderful. Then we see the whole nature of ideas, the purpose of this order. And now we go on and see what its impact is on the second degree, on the human. And so we say, all right, then that impact on the human comes to the human in such a way that the human responds to that impact. Now, how does the human respond in the second degree? Well, first of all, we see if we go out and see that all is principle's idea, and we have fathered that and sonship that and motherhood that, then we see if all ideas are principled ideas and have only one principle, then all those ideas in the universe are principled, including ourselves and all others. We see them as taking on a principled attitude, not based on person, therefore being principled, being impersonal, not following personality, but following the honesty and the integrity and the obedience and the righteousness and the discipline of a principled, impersonal consciousness. Just identifying with principle itself. Then we see if that this idea therefore is of the nature that it sees that it is mind idea, only living and moving and having its being in the realm of ideas, in the realm of mind, because it's mind idea. This happens as an impact on the human to think in terms of ideas. If we only live and move and have our being in the realm of being of mind idea, and being that mind idea infinitely individualized and adapted to a situation, then we think only in terms of ideas. And that means that we are big-minded, always thinking in terms of the big categories of mind including its ideas, spirit including its ideas, soul including its ideas, principle including its ideas, life including its ideas, truth including its ideas, and love including its ideas.